However, a matter, baryonic matter, prevailed, and then he matter lost out, which is why we're here where we are. So no one understands why this is discrepancy, why baryonic matter was able to dominate antimatter. Anyway, before we get into this one, if you'd like to join us, have a comment, come on in, and then about the internal building blocks of atoms. And there's some new research, and it points in a direction suggesting that the structure holding a proton together also dictates quantum properties that separate matter from antimatter. It's given a name, baryon number, and it relates to another structure, the baryon junction. And the principle of this lies in the core of the proton. The new research provides insights into the matter-antimatter imbalance. This is published in Science. Classical physics explains how the universe works, right down to the atomic level. But when explaining the deeper realm of the subatomic, quantum physics takes over. And physicists have suspected that baryons were a collection of three quarks, which are the smallest individual pieces of matter. Now scientists think that a gluonic structure known as a baryon junction keeps these quarks together. Gluonic, that's just made up of a bunch of gluons. Gluon, it's a name given to the force particles as part of the strong force that keeps the internal structure of the atoms together. It keeps the quarks together that forms the proton. So now they're looking at this as a possible explanation for this imbalance between baryonic matter and matter. Baryons, so they're called that for what we want. Baryons they're called this because matter core material is made of baryons. The baryons are made of quarks. In other words, divisible particles. So the protons can be broken up into other particles. Neutrons can be broken up into other particles as well. So baryons. In fact, before I go any further here, with the quarks, you've got a couple of different types of quarks that go into making up a proton. You've got two-thirds plus charge up quarks and a one-third minus charge down quark. So two-thirds quarks and two-thirds quarks gives you a four-thirds, and you add this minus one-third down quark, and it gives a net charge of one. So it makes a proton a positive charge. A neutron, you'd have a completely neutral charge off that because you'd have the quarks canceling themselves out, dropping. So physicists have assumed that the baryon number is a product of three quarks, yet there's an alternative explanation is that baryon junctions, these are gluon fields, are responsible. And during experiments involving atomic collisions, physicists tracked the protons' baryon numbers, which were separated from their electrical charge during events where particles broke apart. Every time the experiment was run, the results agreed with the baryon junction model. Just dropping. Just a quick explanation about a baryon junction. These Y-shaped gluon fields inside particles, like protons and neutrons. So it holds three quarks together to form a proton or a neutron, and it might also stabilize matter so it cannot degrade into nothing. And it's this Y-shaped structure that defines baryon number, which distinguishes matter from antimatter. So that's why they're so interested in this. KX, and this has been the Science and TechNet, and we'll get into our last topic here for this evening before we head off here for this Science Net, and we'll pick up again next week. Next one's about glue balls. We're talking about gluons. Well, this is just another variation of what's going on with gluons. And there are now observational experiments have shown that glue balls are a particle that likely exists. If you'd like to join us, you've got a comment, come on in. And then this last one for this evening, and then we'll finish on that, and we'll pick up again next week. If you'd like to join us, come on in. And for decades, scientists have been looking for evidence of these extremely weird little particles. But physicists in China think they have found compelling evidence for the particle's existence. And the hugely bizarre thing about this particle is that it's made entirely of gluons. And as I mentioned, the gluons, these are the force particles that are responsible for the strong force in the atoms. In other words, it holds the quarks together that form the protons and neutrons, etc. And researchers presented their findings at the International Conference on Energy Physics in Brazil last week. So this is very new research. And the particle is called X2370 in Paracelsus, which was discovered in 2011 and was mostly comprised of gluons, which are the elementary particles that allow quarks to bind together. And it doesn't appear to be a specific smoking gun for its existence. Rather, there's cumulative evidence produced by decades-long research. And glue balls, these would be evidence that gluons can interact with themselves and would be a key prediction of quantum chromodynamics. Quantum chromodynamics, this is just a theory that goes into detail describing quarks and gluons. By finding gluons, this would eventually provide an understanding of mass. Protons are made of quarks, but adding the sum of quarks mass does not yield a total mass of the proton. That's referred to as rest mass. Just quickly before I go on with the rest of it, quark mass, it accounts for about 1% of the proton's mass. 99% comes from energy holding the quarks together, so that's why there's that discrepancy if you're just adding up the quarks. Dropping. And although gluons are massless, strong interactions between them should create mass. And what's really interesting about glue balls is that they contain no basic building blocks of matter like quarks. Therefore, they're just a bundle of pure interaction and force. And that is it for the Science and Tech Net for this week, folks. If there's any stations out there waiting to check in or you had a comment, come on in, and then we'll wrap things up for this week, and we'll pick up again next week.
This is K7REZ, K7REZ, Winter Rock, Arizona, Echo Link, Classic Failure and Charlie, checking in.
And I've got you checked in. Are you checking in? Did you have a comment as well, or are you just checking in tonight?
K7REZ, just checking in. I cut the last few minutes, so I just want to say what's up. I enjoy this night every Saturday evening, so thanks a lot for checking in tonight.
Oh, you're welcome. You're quite welcome. Well, that's it for tonight then, folks, and thanks everyone for checking in here this evening. And just before we head off, too, I'm going to mention, as I do each week, you're welcome to, if you have a topic you'd like to present of your own, send me an email. I'm on QRZ. You can also go on the Skyward Amateur Radio Club's website, which this net is is sponsored by, associated with, and there's a little form there you can click on. It will send a message directly to my email. So if you have something you'd like to talk about yourself one week, let me know. You can have the mic for a little while. Any comments about the net, any feedback, send that along too. It helps improve the net. And we're here each week at 9 p.m. my local time here, 0100 hours GMT. And with that, then, thanks again, everyone, for coming in. And we'll pick up again next week. And this is VH3KX, and I'll head off. And stay safe and well, and we'll talk again next Saturday. Bye for now.
Yeah, I saw this news story on Yellowstone building about another dome, and they would talk about how it's happened in the past. I did send it to you. It's like really close to the net, but that's something maybe to worry about. KB3JQQ.
And Scott, if you can send it along to me, I'd love to read that if you don't mind. Thank you. And this is VH3KX. I'm going to QRT. Good night, everyone. Bye.